Some of the many Pandere chorale and orchestra concerts through the years, and as well, if you haven't, then you need to draw close and get the information that we'll share today with you. Get it on your calendar. It's coming Saturday afternoon, December the 9th. You know, these concerts are wonderful and truly amazing. Mark Reiner, the co-founder with his wife Karen, is here with us today, and he is the conductor of both the chorale group and the orchestra. And so, hey, we've got it going on. We're getting into the joy of the Christmas spirit today. Keep it right here on your favorite radio stations and join us anywhere, anytime for both the live show and the recording at NorthIdahoRadio.com. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Chad Young from TheEasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local, family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at TheEasyHomeBuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Sick and tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Spokane Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. That's 509-486-7868. SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Every year, the Sandpoint Lions Club provides new toys for almost 1,000 local children. Funded by the Lions through donations and serving the Lake Pendelet School District. Please apply at the Lions Den in Lakeview Park on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The applications are also available on the Lions Club website or on the door at the Lions Den anytime. Applications are being accepted until December 15th. See the Sandpoint Lions Facebook page or website for more information.
Christmas savings from Bi-Mart arrive exclusively in our members' mailboxes this week with our latest savings book. All decorative throws are 40% off. Duraflame 6-count fire logs are just $12.99. Members save $4. Plus, save 20% on all Christmas gift sets. Save more this Christmas season at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
One on the other, it's the wiring from my headset. Live radio, stuff happens. Welcome back in, everybody.
And good afternoon.
All right. Well, we've got music playing, for heaven's sakes.
Okay.
And Mark, before you play that music, yeah, let's just let...
This is Laudate Dominum by Mozart, which is on the program.
Yes.
Am I speaking live yet?
Yes, yes.
All right.
The music's on, and let me listen a little bit.
My wife is going to be...
All right, that was just a taste of a beautiful aria from Mozart. Now, tell us about Laudate
Dominum. Laudate Dominum.
Laudate
Dominum. That's
Dominium.
Latin for praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like one. It's not like gospel music at all, as you can tell.
No.
This particular piece is going to be sung by my wife. The solo part will be sung by my wife, and the orchestra will be backing her up, along with the choir, because the choir does come in the piece as well. So that is... one of the highlights, as far as I'm concerned, of the program. However, we've got a lot of variety in this program, too. So let me ask, what would you like to know about this program?
Okay, the first thing I want to, first of all, that is such beautiful music, and it's by Mozart, and we will get into that. But let's remind our audience, we're going to do this several times, when and where this concert is.
Okay, this is going to be on Saturday, December 9th at the church over in Ponderay. Actually, I found out it's partially in Sandpoint. It's very close to Ponderay. It's up the top of the hill at the Schweitzer corner. It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and it's going to start at 3 o'clock on that Saturday. Now, this year, we're only giving one concert. Normally we give two, but there are so many things going on that we have troubles with different people going different places and doing different things. So this year it's only going to be one concert, so you're going to have to make that one or miss it.
All right. There we go, December the 9th. You've heard it. That's a Saturday, 3
yes.
o'clock in the afternoon at the Mormon building there on Schweitzer Cutoff Road. And not that it makes a difference, but I know some of you may be thinking and asking and wondering, this is not a Mormon event.
Oh,
this is not from the Mormon church. It's just using their beautiful building as a venue for this concert. And the acoustics there are lovely, aren't they?
Yes, they are. But let me add, we're very grateful. They gave
yes.
us not only the place where we can perform, but they've also given us the rehearsal spaces, in which we've used that and twice a week for now for well over a month, and using those for the rehearsal spaces. So it's very kind of them to do that.
That's lovely. Well, so this concert is a free concert, isn't
it?
Oh,
yes. We always give free concerts. Matter of fact, we never charge. We do have a donation basket out for those who wish to support us, but I do not wish to make this into any sort of money earning solicitation of any sort in it. So I'm very grateful to offer this to the community as a Christmas gift, let's put it that way. There are a lot of groups out there that try to make money doing this, but every single person in the orchestra and the choir do this completely free of charge. No one gets any money, and it's just our gift to the community.
It is beautiful, and I just want to repeat, not only is it free, but every person who's in the chorus, in the orchestra, their instruments, everything is free that they bring. And so it's just a lovely, wonderful Christmas gift for all of us.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
All right, now let's do a rundown of some of the music that you'll be performing that afternoon.
All right, we're going to start off with, actually, as you walk into the building, the brass group who plays as the brass in the orchestra is also known by themselves as the Selkirk Brass, and they will be performing in the foyer as you walk in, probably traditional Christmas carols. And then after the program, everyone is seated, we'll start the program. The very first piece is going to be called The Heavens Are Telling. It's by Beethoven. And that's just a choir by itself. And then the brass is going to join us again in an antiphonal rendition of a motet called O Magnum Mysterium. Now, that's Latin for O Great Mystery. In the Middle Ages, it was a mystery that the animals were present at the Christ's birth. So that's what this motet is about. But it's antiphonal, so the brass is going to be behind the audience and the choir will be in front of the audience.
You know what I love? Your selections, and of course this is year after year, like last year you did the Messiah, Handel's Messiah. It's Christmas music, but it's Christmas music the way many, many people do not identify with it. They don't understand, like Beethoven and Mozart and Handel and Haydn, how they wrote all of this beautiful symphonies and arias and classical music that was a glory to God.
That's right. And As a matter of fact, that's kind of our thing as a group. I try to do always uplifting music. Now, you can say that, well, a symphony is not really uplifting music, but a lot of symphonies are interesting.
Who would say that?
Oh, there are a lot of people. but symphonies can become very introspective. And introspective quality is something that's necessary for a deeper rendition of understanding in every way. So I consider those spiritual in their own right.
Yes, so I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes.
One of the things that you do, and will you do it again this year, is as the different selections are presented, you give us some information about them so we kind of know what we're listening to.
You like it when I talk out to the audience?
I love that because we don't know a lot about some of this music or any of it. And kids are there, teenagers and young people. It's an education for all of us.
Well, just let me back up then to the piece I was just talking about, O Magnum Mysterium. That was written by Giovanni Gabrielli, who took over the job as the choir master of St. Mark's in Venice. Now, St. Mark's in Venice is a big cathedral, and it had four choir lofts. So he took advantage of that and put different choirs in every loft, and yet had the same piece going on. And when you hear that music in that setting, it is really, really glorious. I have to admit, people who record music nowadays, at least of the style that I like, classical music, usually do it in cathedrals because of the reverb. And that adds so much more to the music because the music really never stops. You're always getting the reverb from that.
So and what was the century that this...
Oh, 1500s.
Like the 1500s.
Yes.
So back in the 1500s, they had surround sound.
Oh, absolutely. And you can imagine the people who are coming in from the countryside hearing this in a glorious cathedral, which they probably had not been around too much, and yet all this music is just glorious, and it would be the top of the mark for them, I'm sure.
I mean, you will share some of this history, maybe not as much, on the evening of the concert.
Oh,
so
yes.
As we listen that afternoon, rather, on the 9th of December, you'll share a little bit of the history of the selections.
Sure.
That's so good.
Good.
Yeah. So give us another one. After the great mystery.
After that one, then the Laudate Dominum, which you just heard a bit of on the recording. As I said, my wife's going to sing that, and I really like that piece. It's not, like I said, it's not a praise the Lord that many people today are used to, but it's one that touches me.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. I've listened to, there is a young boy, I'm not sure when it was recorded, from Norway, who has that young boy's soprano still, and it will stop you in your tracks.
Yes.
And your wife Karen has such a beautiful soprano voice also.
Thank you.
And so, but she'll sing soprano a solo, but the chorus will be there and the orchestra will be there.
That's right. All three groups are involved. I mean, all three sections are there, solo, choir, and orchestra. Yes.
How long does this last? You know, one of the things about this music is the wholeness of it is usually longer than some of the songs we have now.
Yes, that particular piece, I would say, is 5 minutes
okay.
at the most. I did not schedule any really long piece. And as a matter of fact, when we go a little further into the concert, there are some chamber groups that are doing trios and other things. I tell them that please keep it under 10 minutes
okay.
for your total, so that the whole concert is just going to be a little over an hour. That includes a big intermission in the middle.
Okay. Well, I think that's really good for people's planning.
Yes.
That they would know. Because I know I'm going to try to arrive around, 2:30, 20 to 3
okay.
to get parked and to get a good
okay.
seat and to mingle and
say hello. They have a wonderful parking lot there. Two of them, one on each side of the church. Yes.
They do. We're talking about the Mormon Church over on Schweitzer Cutoff Road. That's the venue for this concert coming up. All right, then, what's the next selection after
Laudate?
Well,
there's going to be a trio with Alicia Dawson playing flute and Gail McCutcheon on violin, and Marcy Hogan on viola. And they're doing a piece by Max Reger out of the 20th century. And then we go back to the choir after that with another Mozart, a piece called Ave Verum. And that's usually sung at Christmas. It's one of those old familiar tunes that everyone knows.
So hum a little. What does Ave Verum mean?
Hail truth, hail the true, it's Ave Verum Corpus, hail the true body is what it's saying, essentially.
Which is, who is the Christ.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what that piece is.
All right, lovely. Well, we are going to take a break right now. When we take that break, let's close out, if we can, with more of that Laudate Dominium music.
That's actually where dominion comes from.
Oh, okay.
Dominus.
Dominus.
Dominus means the Lord.
Oh, okay, Dominus. I'm learning a little Latin today. I like it. Here we go for a nice break.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Ah, nothing like a morning walk to get you going.
With the afternoon I got ahead of me, I really need it.
What are you doing in the afternoon?
I gotta figure out my med.
Did you say med?
Mm-hmm.
There's that word again. Medicare. It can make even a morning walk uncomfortable. But it doesn't have to, especially when you have Pacific Source Medicare to guide you. Pacific Source Medicare offers plan options with $0 premiums, $0 prescriptions, no referrals required to see a specialist, dental benefits, and more. Pacific Source Medicare also gives you service from a local person, not an automated phone tree. Find your Pacific Source Medicare plan today. Visit MedicareBeyond.org. Pacific Source Community Health Plans is an HMO, HMO DSNP, and PPO plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with Oregon Health Plan, Medicaid. Enrollment in Pacific Source Medicare depends on contract renewal. Pacific Source Medicare, going beyond what's required to put members first. Visit MedicareBeyond.org or call 877-452-8878.
Kick off the holiday season with Decemberfest, the 1st through the 3rd on Idaho Public Television. Created introduces artist Sarah Joyce Sunday afternoon at 5, followed by Idaho Experiences Retrospective on Idaho's Nuclear Navy at 6.
The very first nuclear ship was designed and built in Idaho.
At 7, take a joyride with the Outdoor Idaho crew and discover our state's love of biking. Keep Idaho community strong through public media and donate today at idahoptv.org/donate.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
That was another piece from Mozart. It was not Laudate. It was just another selection of the wonderful body of work from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. All right, we're talking today with Mark Reiner. He's the conductor of the Pondere Chorale and Orchestra. They are coming. They are returning again this holiday season with a free concert for you. It's so wonderful, Mark, to have you on the air and to let people know about this wonderful concert. And remind our audience again when and where.
This is on Saturday, December 9th. At 3 p.m. at the Church of Latter-day Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints at the top of the hill above Schweitzer Cutoff.
All right. So let's let our audience in a little bit on the history. You've been doing this for over 30 years?
That's right. This will be our 33rd year, something of that
so
nature.
So amazing. How did you get started in
okay,
all of this?
Well, we moved up here in 1992 and within 2 years started the choir by just gathering together folks who wanted to sing. And after we started giving a concert or two of that, then we started adding instruments. And for a while, the only thing we did for a couple of years was the Messiah. But then that happens so often. Matter of fact, the last year there were 5 Messiahs going on in the area, including Spokane. And so we decided we just didn't want to do that every year. We wanted to do that once every 5 years. So we do different music 4 out of the 5 years. Then we had the orchestra develop in itself, so I started getting the orchestra as a separate entity. And for a long time, we gave a separate concert. There was an orchestral part, and then there was a choral part. But one of the things I like to do is to combine choir and orchestra, which is something that you don't hear too often, especially of the music that we give here. The choir and the orchestra together, it actually forms a large part of the music of history, all the time of Mozart, all the time of Beethoven, and later on and on, all composers seem to write masses and other liturgical pieces for the group, as you know, the groups together, And what happened was that you end up having a rather large body of liturgical music for both, and that's what I like to produce, generally speaking.
You know, it is, I think, a very unique and special concert. There are many, many concerts going on really throughout the year here in Sandpoint. We are very blessed. But this is such a unique and beautiful concert of the classical pieces, the liturgical pieces, and I think that surprises people when they listen to these selections, how much they were praising God and giving glory to Christ, which of course the Messiah is, you know, that's the premier one, at least I think at least in my heart. It's so beautiful.
Yes. Well, there to us that is a good piece. I like the Messiah. It's just I don't want to run it into the ground.
Exactly. Not every year, for sure. And yeah. You just did it last year. So
that's right.
So, all right. So give us another idea of some of the selections that we can look forward
okay.
to.
Okay. After the Ave Verum, we have a solo, I believe, by Jeff Eagle, who has just joined the choir this year. He's a tenor. And he's new to us, and he's going to sing a piece called The Birthday of a King. And that's going to end the first half of the concert. And then we'll have an intermission. In the second half, we're going to start off with a number of chamber pieces. There's going to be a violin, a part of a violin sonata with Karen playing piano and Keegan Bernardin playing violin. There are also going to be a Schubert trio with Christine Alexander on cello, Gail McCutcheon on violin, and Karen Reiner on piano. And then we're going to end up the concert with a six-movement piece by Haydn, which is a mass called Missa Brevis. Now, this is an interesting mass in that it's the very first one he wrote. He wrote it when he was only 17 years old. And, well, as I was saying to Barbara earlier, a lot of these composers were kind of pushed into something that they had a talent for. And although Haydn was really well known by the end of his life, he was like Beethoven, pushed into music and was very talented, and so they just kept on going with it. Interestingly enough, this piece was written in 1749, which was even before J.S. Bach died. So it indicates you've got two big styles of music going on, the Baroque and then the Classic, which came in. Of course, Bach's own son, Johann Christian and so forth, also wrote in the new style, which is the Classic style, which everybody knows of as Mozart. So you had two big things going on. Church music, however, moves slower. It seems like changing slower than most of the other styles. So but this mass, like I said, is his very first mass. He ended up, I don't know how many masses he wrote, but he has some famous ones, which we may do again.
Did you call this one the Missa Brevis?
Missa Brevis. That means short mass.
Short mass. And yeah. He was 17 years old.
Right.
You know what's interesting? Not that I know very much. I just looked this up today, but he died at 77. He had a long life for that time of health care and living and everything.
Well, he was blessed enormously by the Esterházys, who took him under. And he worked his way up till he was Kapellmeister. And he was in charge of the orchestra. He was in charge of the choir. He was in charge of everything, writing music. He wrote piano sonatas. He wrote trios. He wrote quartets. He wrote and you were generating music constantly in those days.
He was supported, mentored, and helped greatly by this, as you say, the Esterházy family.
Yes.
They were wealthy.
Yes.
And so he didn't have the concerns of supporting himself.
That's right.
Did he marry and have a family and bring a family into
that? Yes, well, he had a wife. And interestingly enough, the first thing I remember learning about his wife was that she took his manuscripts and used them as paper curlers in her hair. So we lost a lot of pieces from that exercise. But Haydn himself was always a happy guy, and this mass that you're going to hear is also very joyful and happy. He didn't write very many dour pieces, if you would call, like Beethoven. Beethoven's heavy. Mozart and Haydn are light.
I'm going to see if Pat can give us a part of the Missa Brevis, if he's nodding yes that he has that for us, and we'll listen to some of that. All right, everyone, you heard just a portion of Haydn's Missa Brevis, written when he was 17 years old, and that's that full rendition will be the finale for this concert,
right? That's right, that's right. The whole Mass will be.
The whole Mass will be.
Yes, what you heard was part of the Credo.
Okay.
And that's the ordinary of the Mass. But it has a number of movements. It ends in Dona Nobis Pacem, grant us peace. So that's how the Mass ends.
That's what we all want for our family and our community
and
our nation and the world and Israel. We seek peace. All right. So one of the things, going back to the history of all of this, when this started, and you've done this now for 33 years, did you ever think that you would be doing this 33 years? I mean, the longevity is beautiful.
I didn't. How should I say this? I do what I do because I love doing it. I have to admit there are times when it becomes like herding cats, but there are problems of scheduling and you name it, but it's something, music is something both my wife and I relate to very well, and as a consequence, it's just part of our lives.
Yeah. Your love for it, of course, comes through with every concert and every time I get the privilege of talking with you. And I'm sure for the people, the volunteers, those cats that are the volunteers, they pick up that enthusiasm and that celebration from you. I'm sure.
Well, they have it themselves to give.
Yes.
They wouldn't do it.
Yes, indeed. What is it, Mark, about music that draws us together like this?
Well, first of all, music is a combination of varying elements and emotion emotion, intellect, and even physical. If you wanted a physical experience, you'll listen to rock music. You can dig ditches real well to that. but if you want emotional music, then quite often country western does it for you because of the lyrics in those, and they're usually sorrowful about leaving his wife or vice versa. And then you end up with the intellectual part, like Bach, who deals with the structure of the music itself. So if you add all three of those together, then you've got a pretty powerful element. But each one of us relates to that based upon our own understanding of where we are in that mix of emotion, physicality, and intellect. So I can't judge what it is for everyone, but all I can say is it's a combination of all three for me.
Yeah, I agree, because you feel physically the reverberation of the music when it's played in the right venue with the right reverb, as you called it. You feel it, and it is intellectual, and it's very emotional. Mm-hmm. It's extremely emotional, because we know that you can not even see the movie or see whatever is on the screen, but just by the music, you know if it's danger, you know if it's sad, you know if it's some kind of a celebration going on.
That's exactly right.
The music carries that meaning.
Yes.
And of course, it just amplifies it when we go to a movie or see something visual happening.
Right. Then you've got two of your three big senses overloaded
with your eyes, your ears, and your heart.
Yeah.
And your toes are tapping.
Possibly.
You mentioned a few other genres of music. Do you have other genres that you particularly enjoy?
If I had to go on a desert island with, I could not take just one composer. I'd have to take a number of them because there are a lot of good composers out there. So I can't specify one. However, for spirituality, which is sort of my forte and what I'm trying to do in life, I would listen to music of the Counter-Reformation. Now, that means nothing to most people.
Means nothing to me.
Okay, but yeah, that's people like Palestrina, Tomas Luis de Victoria, and others who the music, first of all, in that period, I don't have an example to give, but right now, let me just say, the music of that period is not so much rhythmic. It just flows together like a pouring water. It just constantly flows without a beat. I mean, you know, in the latter part, after the in the Baroque especially, people started putting meter signatures on everything. And when you put a meter signature on the music, people start emphasizing count one of every measure. And so you start getting a beat. Da 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 da. But in the music of the Counter-Reformation, it goes, ah, and it never emphasizes any one of them. It flows all together.
So, in other words, you can't dance to it.
No.
Not really. You could do a lyrical modern dance, maybe.
Oh, but sure you could. I'm sure you could, yes.
That's what we used to say. I don't know if you ever watched American Bandstand 150 years ago, but they'd say, they'd listen to some rock and roll, Mark, and then they'd say, I like it. You can really dance to it.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that's getting the physical part going. And who are the most people dancing out there? It's the younger people.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So Counter-Reformation, we're talking, was this like during the time of Luther or after? When did this
happen? Oh, actually, it was just prior to Luther and after a bit too. Well, this is the time period of that. I'm sure the Catholics don't like to talk about the Inquisition, but
yes.
The whole thing was in an effort to try to structure the Mass so people could understand it. Music before that time got so complicated that you ended up, people couldn't relate to it at all. It just didn't fit with the you want to get the scripture across in the music. And if you can't understand it, what's the point in it?
So which is why the Mass also moved away from Latin.
Well, yes.
To everyone's language. That was a part of the Reformation,
yes, exactly.
and other things. All right. We are amazing. We are up against another break. We're going to take that right now.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
Find more ways to celebrate the season with Family Dollar. With amazing savings and a dose of cheer, get everything you need this holiday for less. Welcome in guests with festive scents when you pick up Homeline air freshener sprays, candles, and refills. Now buy one, get one half off. And then brighten their smiles with stocking stuffers $5 and under. Plus 7 to 10 ounce holiday variety candy bags. Now buy two, get one free. See how else you can save at Family Dollar. Helping you do more.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-976-8524. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-976-8524. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-976-8524. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-976-8524. 800-976-8524.
Paid for by BCI Acrylic.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone.
But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky. The McRib is back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
We all know there are morning people and not so morning people.
But now that McDonald's has bagels, the Morning People demographic might just have to make room for some new members of the club. Talk about a game changer.
There's no better way to wake up. Try McDonald's hearty steak, egg, and cheese bagel with a juicy steak patty and grilled onions, fluffy eggs, and melty cheese. Or try one with smoky bacon or savory sausage at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Ashley Mark was telling me that particular piece is not a part of this year's program. It's beautiful, but it's not a part of the program, but we're playing it anyway because it's so lovely. All right, Mark Reiner is our guest today. He and his beautiful wife, Karen, they are the co-founders. They are the energy and the love and the direction for 33 years of concerts here in our Sandpoint area. All Bonner County, people come from Boundary County and Kootenai County to hear these concerts. And the Christmas one that's coming up for our enjoyment is Saturday, December the 9th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Mormon Church over on Schweitzer Cutoff Road. It's a beautiful venue, and this concert is going to be amazing. And as Mark has been telling us, and every year he tells us, it's free. All of the participants, the choir, the orchestra, our volunteers, and not only that, but Mark, you were just reminding me that after the concert, there's a reception, and who provides the cookies and the punch for that reception?
People in the choir. And
these cats that have to be corralled, yeah. The volunteers, yes. The choir brings the cookies for us. Does it get any better than that? I don't think so.
Well, bless each and every one, as Tiny Tim said.
Amen. God bless them, because it is a blessing. You know, donations are received, but that's not the point of the whole concert. It is to truly give a gift to the community. So come and enjoy. Now, I have a few more questions. First of all, you often also do a summer concert. Are you planning to do a summer concert in 2024?
June, yes. It's always the second weekend in June. And if everything works out correctly, it will be on Friday and Sunday rather than just Saturday. Now, I've already started thinking about what we might do then. I made an arrangement of the finale out of Bernstein's Candide, and I think that will probably be in the end of the program, because it's kind of a ender anyway. And I am still always a favorite of Gabrielli, so we might do In Ecclesiis, which is another brass choir with the choir itself doing one of those pieces. The rest of it, I don't know yet. I'll just have to wait and see. I do know that I've written a couple more pieces, and we'll probably include a couple of my compositions in there as well.
You know, I just marked not only my personal calendar again for June, a concert in June this summer from the Pondere Chorale and Orchestra and Mark and Karen Reiner, but I've also marked my radio calendar like 1 month before that or so. Come on, and maybe we can play some of that music wonderful audience. Another question, 33 years, you are full of vim and vigor and health as I look at you, but there must be thoughts every now and then retiring or
absolutely.
Just...
Absolutely. I've been actually trying to find someone to take over the orchestra. I'm going on 80 years old, and I want to retire so I can just sing in the choir. Now, my wife directs the choir by herself, but then when you get dealing with the orchestra, who is the guy always setting up the chairs, putting them all away? Who's the guy setting up the stands, putting them away? It's me and my family always, and I'd like to kind of back off from that and turn it over to somebody else.
So I know that you must be telling your volunteers if they know of anyone or if they themselves are interested, but we will put this out to our audience. If you have enjoyed these concerts and you know the vision that Mark and Karen have for these concerts, you know, come to the concert and connect with Mark and Karen. You never know, you might be the one to receive the baton,
so to speak.
So there's the reception afterwards, the cookies provided by the volunteers, and the punch. It's all good. What about telling our audience one last time when and where? And
all right, this is on December 9th. That's a Saturday, December 9th, at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on the top of the hill above Schweitzer Cutoff at 3:00 in the afternoon. So there we are.
One of the pieces that I have been trying to pronounce for 45 minutes now is Laudate Dominum, which means praise God.
No, it's praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay, because we get the word dominant, as you were saying,
right.
And of course, our Lord God is has dominion over all.
It's either way you're
gonna keep trying to say dominion. I know I can't get it out.
That's
right.
That's all right.
It's a tongue twister for me. But the reason I bring that up again is because the composer again is Mozart for this for this particular piece that we're talking about,
the Laudate Domino.
Yes. And just to share, just we've got a minute and a half with about Mozart, because he died very young compared to Haydn. He was only 35 years old, very young.
And he was died a pauper. His body was thrown in the mass grave for all the poor people.
He said he lived a very different life.
Yes, exactly.
Very sad.
Yeah, well,
in a way.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't judge other people's lives like that. But on the other hand, let me say that unlike Haydn, he was always struggling for money. But Mozart was extremely gifted. And if you haven't seen the movie Amadeus, you might get an enjoyment out of watching that. It may be a bit fanciful with his relationship with another composer at that time, but on the other hand, you get a feeling for what he was more like at that time. So I don't know what particular thing about Mozart you'd like to say.
No, it's just interesting to me what a different life he had than just the other composer that we were mentioning today. He died so very young and really tragic. And I was reading also, Mark, that people are not really sure exactly how he died or what he died of, you know, what exactly happened to him. That he got thrown in the river, for heaven's sakes.
Well, he was, as I said, at that particular time, he was really poor. And he was working on his Requiem Mass. And as the movie tends to show, maybe that was what actually put him under. He was so consumed that it was his Mass he was writing that he just fell under the spell of that and died.
Wow.
Of course, illness was rampant at that time as well. And as I said, he was poor. And interestingly enough, he knew the highest, most richest people. And he also was down in the dumps, the bottom end. So he experienced both ends.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, we're going to let that be almost the last word today. Mark Reiner, thank you so much for what you do. And looking forward to the concert coming up December the 9th, 3:00 in the afternoon at the Mormon Church. Don't miss it. I'll be there. I hope you guys will be there too. Next week, I'm going to be have the privilege of talking with our own Idaho State Sergeant Justin Scotch. He is in charge of the DUI task force here in North Idaho. He's a great guy and is out there with his team serving us. He's going to come in and help us understand safe driving tips for you this winter, and also to give us a heads up. They are out there, and we do not want you or anyone to drink and drive today. You guys stay safe. So until next week, take care. Slow down out there. It's going to snow this weekend, and may God richly bless you, my friends.